number 11,361, Bill and Maureen south of Road 277 Angola Road and being east of Hollyway East, 800 feet north of Woodland Circle and being Lot 44, Block K, Section 2 of Angola by the Bay Development. Tax map ID is District 234, map 12.13, parcel 40, a variance from the side yard and rear yard setback requirements.
There's a copy of the letter you're going to read.
Okay. You go down there and be sworn in. You have to be sworn in.
Oh, yeah. You want us up here?
One up. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Oh, William and Maureen Slifka. And the address is 22841 Hollyway East. That's in Angola by the Bay.
Lewis.
And we're representing ourselves.
Okay.
Maureen Slivka.
Yeah. Name and address. Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Good evening, sir.
Gentlemen.
Ladies.
and ladies, yeah. We're asking for two variances. The one we thought was going to be...
Too loud.
Okay. I'm a little hard of hearing. I'm sorry. The one that we had originally asked for an administrative variance, and that's for the shed. The plot plan that I passed out... It's probably a little better than the one that you have. The one that you had was kind of smudgy, and this is enlarged on the plot plan. It shows the shed in the corner. Do you see where it's mentioned shed? And it's 4.2 feet from the side yard, and it's supposed to be no closer than 5 feet. The shed is a permanent structure. It's not like one of the Amish built sheds that you can bring a truck in and move it. And the shed was there when we bought the house, the lot, which was in 2005. There was no objection. I was a little surprised that the bank went along with this because of the... 4.2 feet proximity of the side yard. It's supposed to be at least 5 feet. And the shortage is 0.8 of a foot, which is 9.6 inches. It's 9.6 inches too close to the side yard. Included in the packet that I sent, I prepared and sent, I didn't prepare it, is a letter from our homeowners association. There are 900 lots in Angola by the Bay, and the assessment to each homeowner is $700. It's a very strong association. The association came out with its president, whom I never met, and the person who was in charge of the zoning committee of the association, and together with their full-time manager. They have no objection to the side yard violation of 9.5 inches. And the letter, which is a short one, which I included with the plot plan, the letter says that the Angola by the Bay Property Owners Association has no opposition to a variance from the side yard and rear yard setback requirement, which I'll discuss shortly, for the shed and the open arbor sought in this case, which is the name of the lot. For the record, both the shed and the open arbor have been in their current location for many years, and from the records on file, approved by the association. So the shed existed when we bought the place. The bank, which was Wells Fargo, never objected. The title company, Brennan, never, or their attorney, never objected to the shortcomings. And since we bought the place in 2005, we've had two refinancings with Wells Fargo, and there's been no objection from them. I was a little surprised that there weren't any objections. I have dealt with real estate on other occasions, not in Delaware, but back where we live and lived in Cleveland, Ohio. And for that kind of violation, I expected a little bit of a problem. But on the refinancing, we used Susan Wellman, I think.
Weidman.
And I brought that to her attention that we were short 9.5 inches, and she said that's no problem. And the bank agreed. That's as to the shed. Any questions regarding the shed?
No, sir.
Okay, on the shed existed when we bought the property.
It was built on site also.
It was built on site. My wife knows more about housing. She's a housing person. I'm not. On the arbor also existed when we bought the house. Now, what we did, since we moved here on a full-time basis about close to 3 years ago, we strengthened the top of the arbor. It couldn't carry much weight. And my wife wanted to put ferns on there, which we did, hanging ferns. And what's the name of that plant?
A wisteria vine.
It's a vine, and I understand just a couple of weeks ago she told me that the vine actually gets heavier. So we made that improvement to the arbor. Unique characteristics on paper, and what we did on the plot plan, we did add a screened-in porch. And if you look at the plot plan, where it says deck right next to the back of the house, the one that runs parallel with the street, the word deck, that's no longer a deck, that's a screened-in porch. And that was, we got that approved by the county, and the inspector, who was your building inspector, came out and he approved it. So that has been a change since this 2005 location survey. As to the... parenthetically, I'll mention... This does show a couple of short, small encroachments. You see where the 4.2 I've circled? That's where the shed is 8/10 of a foot too close to the side yard. There's a, if you can look, you can see just a little nick. That you can see the encroachment. That's been taken care of. I had that cut out. And there's another slight encroachment here that doesn't exist anymore where the shed, you can hardly tell. It definitely doesn't exist what I did. I located the four pins that encircle the perimeter of the lot. And just by putting a string along the perimeter, I had a person take out several feet of the ramp that went from the shed and encroached into the common area. But by the way, the neighbor on the rear of the property is the Homeowners Association, which is a very strong association. And I want to address the arbor now. You see where I've marked it in red lines? My wife did. That's where the arbor was, and it's still there, and that's the arbor that was there when we bought the house. We strengthened it so it would accommodate the heavier plants. We were initially going to move the arbor. We discovered, you know, it's not an arbor that you would buy at Home Depot where it's ready-made. It was made from scratch, and it's heavy. And to move the arbor would be very expensive. Excuse me for my voice fluctuating. It didn't used to fluctuate until I hit 79. What am I going to say about the arbor?
It's encroaching a little bit.
No, that's all right. That's all right. Anyway, the arbor existed then, and I know what. We were going to move it to several places. It looks, if you on paper, that there's room to move it, but every place we were going to move it, it would actually block the panoramic view that we otherwise have in the backyard. And you see how the deck was cut out at the point where the arbor is. We weren't there when it happened, but when that cutout was to facilitate the arbor that's present right now. On both sides of the arbor is a flower bed. Anything you want to add at this point?
You can't see the arbor from the street. You know, it's in the back, and in the back. Beyond that, between us and the street behind us, it's common area. It's just trees, you know. So it's not infringing on anybody, or you know, there's no objections. I don't think so.
There's no objections that I know of. The garage or the shed, which is 4.2 instead of 5 feet. Has always been situated there, and I've talked to the neighbor's daughter, who's in her 40s, and I showed her where the garage was, and she could tell that. And I said, talk to your mom and dad. They're absentee owners. Talk to your mom and dad. If they have any problems, tell them to call me. There's no new construction that we're doing that we're asking for. This is something evidently that got picked up when the real estate market went real sour. Because now the banks, I understand, are real interested in things like this. So the uniqueness is that the arbor where it sits is really the centerpiece of the backyard. And moving it anywhere in that open area would actually it would be actually blocking some of the view. There's just no place for us to really move it. And then on the development, the shed is necessary because of the storage. We have no basement and we have no garage. So it's I'm trying to address your 5 points. The existence of the arbor and of the shed was not because of we did not create those two items. They were there when we bought it. The association had a copy of this location survey. They never objected, and they're pretty tough to deal with, as you probably know. And the surroundings, it shouldn't affect the surroundings because the arbor houses plants and...
Right, it's decorative. You know, it's, and if anything, it enhances the neighborhood, I think.
Yeah.
And next to us is an empty lot, and, you know, the other neighbors are rarely there. But no one would object to it. I mean, if anything, it looks really nice, I think.
You do?
Yeah.
For someone who is afraid to talk because she might say the wrong thing.
Well, because I like the arbor, and there's no place to move it, for one thing.
Yeah, anyway, the arbor fits in with the character of the neighborhood because, as you probably know, Angola by the Bay is a lot of wooded areas, a lot of bushes, a lot of shrubs, and a lot of trees. So it actually complements the area. And we're not asking for any changes. And the relief that we need is because we're selling the property. We like it in Rehoboth, but because of our age and my age anyway, because of our age, we'd rather move back to the Cleveland, Ohio area where our family is and where our children are while we're still healthy. I think that's all I have.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You have questions, I would imagine.
See, hey, are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start with you, Mr. Mills.
No questions.
Mr. Hudson.
Questions.
Mr. Rickards.
I moved away from my kids, and I'm 81.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to move back.
We tried that once.
We thought about
all right,
that.
I have no questions, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah. Mr. Work.
No questions.
And I have no questions. So hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, I have the letter that he read.
Oh, okay.
In the file.
Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11361 for the following reasons. There is a uniqueness to the property. I believe it's 49-point-something frontage and 100 foot deep, I believe. That's a uniqueness to the property. It's irregular shape on it. The variance is necessary for the reasonable use of the property. Variance is necessary to have that use that you're looking forward to with your arbor and everything. The unnecessary hardship hasn't been created by the applicant that was there when they bought the property, and also the fact that that's so indicated by planning and zoning by waiving your fee, which normally indicates that you got a certificate of compliance from the county. And the variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is minimum that will afford relief. And the requested variance represents the least modification possible.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Wharton that we approve case number 11361. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11361 is approved.
She
did a good job, both of you.